Coach Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. Hello, Internet world. It's your man, Mr. Sycamore, the man you all love that loves you back. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2016, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's place. I'm glad you can join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. You know, fam, it's Wednesday. That could only mean one thing. That means that it is Word Up Wednesday. That day when there is no set topic, it's a free fall. Whatever's on your mind, let it off. I know there's a lot going on out there in the world that's being brought to the light on the news. I know there's a lot going on out there in the world that's being brought to the light on social media. I know there's a lot going on out there in the world that's being brought to you within your house or your job. So I know a lot of you should have something on your mind, something that you want to let off, whether it's bad or good. So we want to hear from you today. Well, I'm rolling solo dolo, Mr. Valley Purple. She's out today. So we're going to do this thing solo dolo. Now, I don't plan on doing a full show. I'm just going to tell you all that from the top. I don't plan on doing a full show. It was going to be a replay today. And I said, nah, let me at least give them an hour of Mr. Sycamore, something, you know. Give them something live. Let them hear from me instead of just hearing from us on Tuesdays when we have the discussion panel. You know, because we've been kind of giving you reruns on Saturdays and Mondays as well. But at least I'm giving you something, you all something to listen to if you are attempting to tune in to Mr. Sycamore's place. And I'm so glad that you are, if you are. And some of those reruns you probably hadn't heard. You know, you probably hadn't went into the archive to listen to. So I'm giving them to you in a replay, and I'm hoping you all are enjoying them that way. And if you heard it before, hey, let it be like one of them sitcoms you watch on TV over and over and over again. You know, ain't no problems with it. Just enjoy yourself. Now, the only stipulation for those of you who may be new, the only stipulation is, even though it's a free fall, and I want you to let whatever on your mind is off, you have to keep it clean. That's right. This is a family-oriented show. I want you to treat me like you would treat those superstars who have those syndicated shows on the radio. You know, even though I won't get fined like they will. But, you know, we just don't want that here. We are a family-oriented show, and we don't want all the vulgar talk, you know, the profanity. We don't want that here. How was you all's day? I'm hoping you all had a wonderful day. You know, my day was pretty long. You know, I actually had to rush to get to the studio to pull this thing off. You know, and I said, you know, being that I'd already had it where it was going to be live, I couldn't at the last moment give you a rerun anyway. But what we're going to do today, I'm just going to let you know from the rip. Like I said, I don't plan on doing a full show, but it's Wednesday, y'all. As a lot of y'all call it Hump Day Wednesday, we call it Word Up Wednesday here at Sycamore's Place. And we're going to have a party. We always try to make it a fun day here on a Wednesday. And I'm going to play y'all some music. You know, Mr. Sycamore, he is a DJ. I'm going to play y'all some music. We're going to have some fun up in here. We're going to still give you the gospel moment. That's a given. You know. I don't know. It follows the gospel moment, but I may give you a little bit of, you know, the Mo Bulletin. I don't know. But I do know that I'm going to be living y'all up. I'm going to be giving y'all some good music. I'm going to make you feel like it's a weekend. I'm going to I'm make you feel like, for those of you who party and club all the time, I'm going to make you feel like you had a part of a club. For those of you who don't do it no more, I'm going to make you reminisce. You know, we just going to have a good time. I'll be jumping in and out, giving y'all a little bit of this and that here and there, you know. But today we're going to be doing this thing musically more than anything else. Like I said, it's Word Up Wednesday. Now, you all can still call in. 347-857-2320 to say whatever you have to say. But until then, we're going to do this thing up very musically. We're going to have us a good time. And I think I might let y'all go at 8 o'clock because I know a lot of y'all got some shows to come on at 8 o'clock. You know, you're trying to catch up on some shows you might have missed last week at 8 o'clock, you know. And this ain't going to be no mellow stuff. No, we're going to party. You know, you might get a couple of mellow chances. There's a couple. But we're going to party today, y'all. And the party isn't to get started, you know, in the right way. The party's about to get started with the gospel moment.
I don't know what you come to do, but come to praise the name.
All right. This is the gospel moment. This is the time where we give you a Bible verse and an inspirational or a gospel song. So today's Bible verse that I'm going to bring you comes from Proverbs 15 and 4, the 15th chapter and the 4th verse. And it reads as such: a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. That was your Bible verse. Today's gospel song comes from DeAndre Patterson, and the title track is The Chamber. Enjoy, and we'll be back.
I don't know how many worshipers out there tonight. If you're a worshiper, you can throw your hands up and tell the Lord how much you love Him, how much you worship Him, how much you adore Him. Come on, worshipers. There's a place where there's love and peace. Relationship allows.
My relationship allows to go wherever I please.
I'm allowed.
Chamber of the Lord. Let us go into
Come on, slip your hands up before the King, and let's just open up our mouths and render fruit of our lips to give Him worship and praise. Come on. God seeketh those true worshipers, they that worship Him. The Bible says must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Come on, your healing is in His presence, your joy, your peace, whatever you need.
All right, all right, all right. I am back. This is Mr. Sycamore, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's Place, you're in the midst of the gospel moment here at Mr. Sycamore's place. The Bible verse that I gave you earlier, well, I actually just gave you the song of the day. And the song of the day came from DeAndre Patterson, and it was entitled The Chamber. And the Bible verse that I gave you came from Proverbs, the 15th chapter and the 4th verse. And for those of you who missed it, let me read it again. It says, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. You know, you have to watch what you say in a nutshell. You have to watch what you say. And when you do say it, speak with gentleness. Speak with compassion. Don't be out there all loud and boisterous and profane and ignorant and loud and that type of stuff. It says right here, that type of stuff breaks the spirit. But if you go out there and you speak to people properly, you speak to people with compassion, you speak to people with great show of kindness, and then it helps you. It grows. It's that tree of life. It says it right here, Proverbs 15:4. And the song, the gospel song, The Chamber. The Lord has it open for us. For those of you who truly do what you're supposed to make it, there, it's open. A lot of us say, oh, I want to make it to heaven, you know, when I die. But you ain't really showing that you really want to. But the Lord gives you many, 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 many opportunities to make it to where he is. But if you don't make it, it ain't his fault. I'm hoping that you all got something out of the gospel moment today. If you already know everything and, you know, you already feel like your cup is already overflowed and you don't need no more, pass it on to somebody else. Right now, real quick, let's jump into the Mo Bulletin. This is the Mo Bulletin, where we give you news, announcements, promotions, sports updates, etc. Today, I'm going to give you let me give you all something local. Let me give you something, an announcement that I was asked to pass on. Here in the city of Tallahassee, Florida, the Head Start in School Workshop for Parents, K-12 Education Basics. The workshop topics will be STEM, English and Social Studies, bullying, attendance, after school learning, after graduation, college, vocational, and military. This will be on Saturday, August the 20th, from 9 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. And the location of this will be at the Old West Florida Enrichment Center, 2344 Lake Bradford Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32310. Excuse me. Once again, the K-12 Education Basics, Head Start in School Workshop for Parents. The workshop topics will be STEM, English Social Studies, bullying, attendance, after school learning, after graduation, college, vocational, military. And it is Saturday, August the 20th, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Old West Florida Enrichment Center, 2344 Lake Bradford Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32310. Now, that was a local announcement I was asked to pass on for all of you locals. So now let me jump into a little bit of news. Police departments are furious at Walmart for a policy that has made it a dangerous place to shop. It says that more than 200 violent crimes have been committed so far this year at Walmart locations across the U.S., about one per day. And a company policy is to blame. Walmart locations have been lost to crimes from shoplifting to stabbing, manslaughter, and attempted kidnapping in 2016. From housing meth labs to shootings, police stations across the country said that Walmart locations have become a hotbed for crime. It's ridiculous. We are talking about the biggest retailer in the world, Tulsa Police Sergeant Robert Ruloff said that the retailer forces taxpayers to pay for the police to do work that Walmart should be paying security to do. Worse, Bloomberg argues, that the crime is a result of corporate policies. Cost-cutting policies that started in the early 2000s resulted in a drop in store quality, while the loss of greeters and the rise of self-checkout scanners made shoplifting and other illegal activities easier to engage in without employees noticing. It's a result that drove profits, the article states, that the sales per employee in the U.S. grew 23% in the last decade to $236,804. However, it has also contributed to lawsuits against the chain, with plaintiffs arguing that Walmart did not provide enough sufficient security to prevent crimes and should be held accountable. In the coming weeks and months, we will continue our increased outreach to law enforcement across the country as part of our ongoing commitment to meet our customers' and associates' expectations of a safe and enjoyable shopping experience, a Walmart spokesperson said in an email to Business Insider. The importance of this issue is recognized at the highest levels of the company, and we are investing in people and technology to support our stores. However, until the change is apparent to customers, the crime problem could be a huge issue for the budget retailer. With the growth of e-commerce, many chains are focusing on making the e-person shopping experience more enjoyable to draw customers to their locations. If a shopping experience is not only not enjoyable, but also unsafe, Walmart is at serious risk of losing customers to online competitors, as well as retailers focusing on improving their in-store experience. Even ignoring the issue of lawsuits, Walmart's reputation as a hotbed for violent crime is a dangerous one that the retailer needs to shake, and fast. Now, you know what? I never really thought about it. But you know, Walmart did used to have greeters. The greeters are gone. I really did forget. Hey, hello, welcome to Walmart. I really did forget that. And they were so kind. They were so kind. Hello, welcome to Walmart. You know who got that now? Hello, welcome to Dollar Tree. is it going to hurt the industry leader? I doubt it. I mean, you know, you want it to be a safe place to shop. You really do. I do. But I don't think that it's going to hurt drastically to the point to where you know, grinders and all of that, you know, and they got the lawsuits, yeah, like they say, they have the lawsuits. You know, but I don't think it's gone that bad. I could be wrong. You know, I like Walmart, you know, but, and some things do need to be corrected, you know, and I do think that hospitality needs to be brought back. I really do. Like I said, I forgot about it, but now that this article talks about it, it makes me go back and think, oh, yeah, very nice. Welcome Walmart, you know. Probably gave that retired person a little bit of peace to be hospitable to the customers. Here's another article, and it says, why are parents of color and the poor expected to keep sacrificing their kids' well-being in unjust schools for an education? It is back to school month, and while parents like me should be getting into gear for back to school activities, this black mom finds herself weary, heavy-hearted, and angry. If you feel the need to call this the diary of an angry black woman or the blog of an angry black mom, because the only way you know how to describe a black woman is with a label, then do you, boo-boo. Because this black parent will definitely be doing me, fighting for equality and justice in the educational rights of children, especially the marginalized children like never before. Why? It's because MLK states clearly that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And all children matter. Also because if parents don't stand up for their children and all children, then who will? Really, who will? I am very skeptical and somewhat angered for those who don't have children or a family member in these unjust failing schools, yet they claim to be expert enough to define the narrative of those who do. It goes without saying, whoever controls the narrative controls the story and the so-called solutions, which, for the most part, do not actually meet the equitable educational and life needs of marginalized children. For example, you can extend the school day of traditional schools all you want, but buildings don't educate children. It's the educators in the buildings that educate children. If teachers do not believe children of color can learn during regular school hours, what will extending the day do for these children? Traumatize them longer? It is immoral and inhumane to keep forcing parents of color and the poor to subject their children to the many traditional public schools across the United States that do not treat them as human beings deservingly of dignity and respect at a minimum under the guise of achieving the American dream and education. How can we say in a pledge of allegiance, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, yet treat children of color and the communities that they live in like we are less than human beings? Where is the justice for all in that? In addition, I am heavy-hearted. Why? Before my son, Jamel, age 25, died in a fatal car accident 5 months ago, I interviewed him for a book I am still writing, Game on Parents, Moving from the Sidelines into the Game of Education Reform. He was a high school dropout, and I needed to understand why he dropped out. Because based on research, since his mom is educated with a traditional high school diploma and some college, he should do well, right? Let me say this clearly. Data or research will never replace the need for relationship building in our schools and communities. Developing and sustaining relationships build trust. For the record, because dropping out wasn't an acceptable option, my family encouraged my son Jamel to go to the Job Corps. He successfully got a diploma through their educational program and completed a culinary arts certification program as well. Having that experience with my son's alternative education is why I stand in opposition against the system that denies parents their constitutional right to choose the best education option for their children. While parents of color, mostly black parents, and those of low-income communities forced are strongly manipulated with fear tactics to stay in a failing school or choose a school that just can meet their child's educational emotional needs. I respect the National NAACP as the oldest civil rights organization that fought to ensure we have the liberties we have today. However, as it relates to their resolution to put a moratorium on charter schools, I strongly oppose this referendum because effective charters are viable educational solutions along with effective traditional public schools. Vocational and early childhood Head Start programs. And for those who are using this as a divide and conquer strategy, it does not work with this black mom. But that said, maybe their moratorium should be against any failing educational institution that does not apply equity in education rather than the singling out all charter schools. And finally, I'm troubled that we as black and Latino folk keep giving people free passes when they fail to do right by children. Why? Because they are having courageous conversations. I'm tired of the overused term courageous conversations because I see too many people patting themselves on the back due to the fact that they are talking about how terrible it is to oppress and deny communities of color access to equitable opportunities in economics and education versus doing something to abolish discriminatory practices that deny thousands and thousands of children, mostly black and or poor, of all ages, a quality education because the color of their skin and their zip code. I said to parents from personal experience that our kids will never forget when we fail to keep them safe. I said this because my son Jamel, may he rest in eternal peace, stated he dropped out because the high school allowed him to be bullied more of the time, and you, mom, wasn't as active in my school as you are now. With tears in my eyes, I stated to my son, I was much younger, and I was taught to just trust the school system. They are the experts, and I couldn't give you what I just didn't know. Yes, our children love us, even with our shortcomings, but how can we say we love them unconditionally when we allow many public schools to deny them equitable access and educational opportunities because of the color of their skin or zip code, thus treating them less than human? We must demand educational options and or be willing to boycott and walk out of these failing schools for the sake of our children, for their well-being. It must become paramount that we never negotiate our children's safety, education, and overall well-being ever. And for those who believe they are Captain Save a Black and or Poor Child, let me be clear. Parents are very capable of speaking for themselves. Many just need access to supports that teach them how to navigate the educational landscape. Most parents don't need you to speak for us. We need you to work with us because every time you take a savior approach, it feeds into the narrative that parents are less knowledgeable and don't understand. We definitely know what failing schools that discriminate look and feel like because many children of color are forced to attend them every day. But those days will soon change because parents, students, and communities are moving from the sidelines into the game of education reform because it has become a matter of survival. Hashtag game on. Excuse me. This was a blog by Gwen E. Samuel. And you can follow Gwen E. Samuel on Twitter at www.twitter.com/realtalkgwens. That's all I'm going to give you all today for the gospel moment and for the Mo Bulletin. Like I say, it's Word Up Wednesday, 347-857-2320. If you want to call in and say what up is on your mind, let it off. Keep it clean. Right about now, it's time for me to get this party started. We're going to have some Mo' Style inclusive music run over here at Mr. Sycamore's place. Mr. Sycamore about to set it off. We're going to jump this thing off with I Like by Guy. Enjoy.
I know.
All right. I am back. This is Mr. Sycamore. I just gave y'all a dose of a little bit of this party that we got going on over here. I'm going to give y'all just a dose of some more trending news real quick, and we're going to get back to the music. But this has been a topic that a lot of people have been talking about for the past couple of days. Ellen DeGeneres defends herself against racism allegations over Usain Bolt photo. Now, those of you who hadn't seen, Usain Bolt is running down the track. Ellen DeGeneres is on his back. She's photoshopped on his back. And she made the comment of, this is how, something to like, this is how I'm running errands from now on. a lot of people are saying that this was a racist photo with the white woman on the black man's back running down the track. A lot of people have a lot of mixed emotions about the photo. Technically, I don't think it's anything racist about it. Now, it could be. I don't know, but it's asked my opinion. I don't think it's anything racist about it. I think Ellen, in her comic way, because she is a comedian, was attempting to be funny. And for whatever odd reason, it backfired in her face. Y'all got to excuse me with this throat clearing stuff. It's my bad. That's all I can say, my bad. But Ellen, she's responding to the accusations of racism she's received since posting an edited photo of herself and Usain Bolt on her Twitter account. She says that I am highly aware of the racism that exists in our country, but it's the furthest thing from who I am. She said the image sparked the controversy depicts DeGeneres on the back of Jamaican Sprinter as he finished first in the men's 100 meter event at the Rio Olympics on Sunday. This is how I'm running errands from now on, DeGeneres captioned the photo. The original photo, which shows Bolt looking back and smiling as he is well ahead of his competitors in the semifinals, went viral following the race. Ellen DeGeneres at the Ellen Show said, I am highly aware of the racism that exists in this country. It is the furthest thing from who I am. And though DeGeneres is known to use her Twitter account to jokingly insert herself in popular images, a number of people found this instance to be a step too far. People on Twitter quickly responded to the edited photo with disdain, writing that the image has ugly connotations and lamenting that the edited photo seems to equate Bolt with a common mule. At the Ellen Show, so for the first thing that pops in your head when looking at this pic is, oh, let me jump onto this on his back like he's a common mule. At the Ellen Show, at Usain Bolt. So riding on his back like a mule, a horse, as some form of property is fun to you. Okay. So those are just a few. Excuse me. Man, I can't stand it, but I know y'all can't stand it. But anyway, y'all just have to pardon me a little bit. Pardon me. But like I said, I felt, and I think, and I could be wrong because I don't know. But I think that Ellen, in her comedic way, was trying to be funny, you can't please everybody. What I'm saying don't mean it's right. But anyway, let's get back to this music. Let's get it.
Yeah. up, I got a real funky concept. Listen up, cause I'm gonna keep you in step. I got an idea that I wanna share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm number one, so uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'm some. Won't neglect, but I will protect. All of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man watcher. A slick brother that can lead the out foxer. Cause I'm Bob, the last name Basia. And over mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't flex where bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes. That's the basis in. I'm kind of stingy, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, cause I want you to comprehend. Cause I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia and then you get worrier. So that's it, my rhymes are not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this wanna hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, it's a raw bass world. I'm on a mission, you better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about different colors.
Hot dog, know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on. Next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and flush naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen. Sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. And party people in the house sing it. The man with the plan and the man rips it up. Beast of Howie G, good looking G. String a hot dog, Doc, no but F, love for Dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity, Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, a homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it. Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with Elaine and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubbs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough laughs. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
All right, all right, all right. I am back. This is Mr. Sycamore, and you're in tune to Mr. Sycamore's Place. You know, I just wanted to give you all a little bit of something live, but I'm about to get ready to get out of here. I know it's before nine, but I'm about to get out of here, and we're going to try to do this thing again live at our scheduled time on Saturday morning. If not, then we'll try to catch you Monday. Either way it goes, you either a live or a replay type of day show for you all. We're going to try to keep something for y'all to listen to. But I got to get out of here. And as I always say in closing, I want you to keep your head up, stay focused, and always let your good times outweigh your bad times. Good night, everyone.
Just looking out of the window, watching the